ऐसा करवाते हैं चंद्रमा तो देख स्मॉल गार्डन संडे गुरु प्रताप I want to see the temple. Do not see any disturbance that the Yavan has come. We shall start the Yavan and then to enter the temple that won't be allowed. So a little far off Haridas Thakur was put. And Rupa Sanatan, when they came, they also put up with Haridas Thakur because they had also some bad name of close association with the Muslim rulers. So the Orthodox section may not accept them in connection with Jagannath's worship. So they used to remain with Haridas Thakur and did not come in the street where Jagannath Puja is roaming freely to avoid that. So much so that one day when Mahaprabhu was in Tota Gopinath, where Kadadhar Pandit used to have his Gopinath worship, Sanatan went to the over the hot sand of the shore, seashore. He did not use the ordinary road, but he went over the hot sand at noontime, and there was some blister under the foot. Mahaprabhu told why you did not come to the ordinary way, that is cooler. No, I can't come there by so many priests. They are wandering on those streets. They may have some touch on that they will consider in taking away. So I have come on this. So very carefully avoided. Did not give any room for complaint against them. Only from far away they used to have darshan of the temple chura, the highest, the crown of the temple, and they did never enter into the temple. They have dealt so intimately with the Lila of the Lord, but they have not entered Jagannath's temple. So what is temple entry? One advocate, Sri Prabhupada, used to give his class in Puri. One advocate was absent. Disciple. Prabhupada asked, "Who is that gentleman? I don't find him in the class. He has gone to Jagannath temple to have a darshan of his arati." Prabhupada told, "Oh, he has gone for a high exercise." High exercise. So take it up at all. Our eyes should be guided by the ear. The ear will guide the eye, how to see, what to see. then the eye can see properly. On the whole, it is all transcendental. But still, through the, we can use our worldly, this body experience, eye experience, ear experience. All experience may be gradually converted into spiritual feeling. For the beginners, there is no other way but to begin with their senses. But gradually, from sensual, from the experience of senses, they are expected to go on in the spiritual conception. And the sound comes to guide the generation. So our ear guides the eye. Shruti kita katham, the ways, the ways where eye is guided by the ear, shruti. Shruti means ear. Shruti guides the eye, then eye can feel what is what. So in the Tirtha, in the pilgrim, place of pilgrimage, the pandas are there. They guide the people. Here is this, here is that, here is that. Everyone only by means of seeing cannot understand what is what. So Haridas Thakur took name, he converted one prostitute sent by one wicked leader of Bengal. He could not tolerate Haridas Thakur's him that he is a sadhu, he was a Muslim. What sort of sadhu is he? He is a hypocrite. He is showing to the public, he is a great right. So he sent one prostitute. I shall reward you if you can spoil that hypocrite state. So according to his rejection, the prostitute wanted to see Haridas Thakur in the heart. He was alone taking the name of the Lord. And the continuously 3 nights he hunted the quest. Haridas Thakur said, I am taking the name and there are some limits. Until I can finish the number, I can talk with you. Please wait. Then I can fulfill your desire. And after 3 days, three nights, that person's mental mind was changed. And then he wanted from Haridas Diksha, initiation in name, and Haridas worship him. And then and the cottage is left for her to some service of the Tulsi plant and live here and take the name. And Haridas Thakur left for some other place. Then Haridas Thakur's name was spread long. After that, when he was living in Puri with Mahaprabhu, then he thought that Mahaprabhu will disappear very soon. He wanted to go before that and proposed to Mahaprabhu that it is in my mind that you won't stay for a long time. I want to go away before you. Then, why do you like to do this? How are you alike? I just was told that I am too old, I can't finish my regular counting of the name. I do not like to stay any longer here. Then one day, Mahaprabhu with his party approached Haridas Thakur, now you are, began Sankirtan on the compound. And the Haridas Thakur, I am ready, my Lord. As if my very own wind is quickening. My Lord. Then Haridas Thakur, he took Mahaprabhu very close to his body and put his eyes on the face of Mahaprabhu and took his feet on his breast. And taking the name of Krishna Chaitanya, the whole life he took the name of Hare Krishna. But at the time of his departure, he began to take Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and left the world. And Mahaprabhu told Haridas Thakur what type of saint he was. At his sweet will, he left the body and went there. Like Bhishma. Bhishma got a boon of Ichhamitra. Whenever he would desire, he can leave the body. Vishnu Nirjam Salat Haridasaran. Haridas Thakur passed in such a way, the whole came to to remember that Bhishma's passing very happy sweet with Haridas. And the peculiarity, he took the foot of Mahaprabhu on his chest and fixed eyes on his face. And he began today. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nam Kuriti Uccharam Name Sahit Pran Kuel Uskram. And while taking the name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, but the life vanished, passed away. Then all the party began Sankirtan. Mahaprabhu took Haridas's body on his shoulder and began to dance madly. And after that, he took him to the seashore and there his feet were stuck. And they had put on the first Mahaprabhu and gave Paduka on his body. And all. And before that, the devotees took their feet water, Haridas's feet washing water, they took and drank. And then Haridas. And then Sankirtan, the Samadhi is still there. Everyone goes and see Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur passed in such a way. Hare Krishna. The name Haridas. Lakhs. 1 crore of name he took in a month. 3 lakhs in the Sanabhoy. Every day 3 lakhs, then 30 days 90, and 10 more added. 1 crore in a month, you know, they took it to take. So 3 lakhs means at least from 14 hours, at least 15 hours, and five. He used to devote in taking the name so much time, as told. But who can take very swiftly, they can take within 4 hours one back, or 5 hours. But to make it distinctly, then almost 7 hours. Haridas Thakur's name, taking the name. The example set by him, how one should take the name of the Lord and the power of his time. And as a result of the name, how one can develop his love. And this is peculiar. The whole life he took the name of Hare Krishna. And just when he's passing away, took the name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. and the blessed one. Lord and Lord. Man is responsible for my position. I am responsible for my position, present position. To find fault, because I'm manufactured outside. Adiyachi, Swami Pujo.
Swami Pujo, Majamaji Sao Ekshat. Amat Ori Chale Bo.
He, who, who am I? Where am I? What is my goal? What is my enemy? These general questions in life to be solved. Fundamental difficulty. We are busy in particular things. Small, particular, petty things drawing our attention, avoiding big problems of life, real problems of life. Irrelevant. We are busy with irrelevant things. Once Bon Maharaj went out for collection during the monthly celebration in Calcutta Mall. He was pointed out by some mischievous person. He pointed out to a prostitute's house. Go to that house and there you will get much money. He went and moved the other corner. And Reddy came out. Then finding her, Bon Maharaj became a little fatless. Anyhow, he gave a letter of English to her and invited her for the master's funeral. And these people who had suggested that house, they are smiling. They were in there. Then Bon Maharaj came and told to our Guru Maharaj, I want to go for correction. Such is the condition. Then Guru Maharaj came out with his argument and the lecture. those that have left their own property, I am sending them away in parties, property that is collect money, beg money. They have left their own wealth at home, left everything and they come here. And I am sending them from door to door to collect that same thing what they have left of the in their house. I am doing, and am I doing wrong? No. Why? We must learn to use everything in the service of the Lord. If we leave anything, that will wait and capture me one day. So everything, we shall learn how to utilize anything and everything for the service of the Lord. अनासक्त विषयां यथारूपजन्यत निर्बंध कृष्ण संबंधी फाइंड आउट द ट्रूथ हाउ वी कैन यूटिलाइज एवरीथिंग फॉर कृष्ण दैट इज व्हाट इट इज नो अवॉइडेंस बट एडजस्टमेंट नो अवॉइडेंस बट एडजस्टमेंट इज नॉट पार्ट Never just as are we at present. Proper adjustment is necessary in life. Nothing is our enemy. All friends, when we see them in Krishna connection, the standpoint, the outlook should be changed. Nothing should be left but adjustment. That's the main thing. That is God. No one is enemy. Only the anomaly within me. I am doing things for separate interest for me. That is Maya. Suffering from Maya. That is misconception, misreading, misbehavior. That should be purified. The very interest should go, and the central interest, that is Krishna interest, will come within us. This is what is necessary, really. Because we belong to Krishna, and we have got a duty towards Him. And our duty is to handle everything for Him. That is a general reasonable thing. Neither to enjoy nor to renounce. Bhakti mukti sriha yabat pisati sriha. They are like ghosts. Ghosts. The idea of living anything. To dissociate or to associate with self-centered. These are two ghosts. The ghost should be driven off. And the life here must come out that I am an agent, not master. I am an agent and I do my duty as an agent of the center, of the supreme. Of the beautiful, of the absolute good. This is necessary. And that just properly. The poison within, not without. But the undesirable thing is within. None can oppose, none can do it. And opposite incident, apparently, that is also necessary for my change is necessary. Whatever is undesirable in the outside, that is necessary for me to pass the examination. That is a test to me. We have to take it there. So no complaint against anyone in the other family. That is the central teaching of Lord Bhagavad. Everything is good from the result of that. I must sound me only center-minded, center-interested, and everything is all right. Maya santushti manasa sabba sukha maya adhika. Who is satisfied with my position, then every, from every direction, waves of happiness, ecstasy will come to him, to us. Only be satisfied with me. Don't hanker for anything else. Then you will see that from all directions, only happy needs are coming to you. Happy waves are coming towards you. Only be faithful. You are a traitor now, living the life of a traitor. You belong to your Master, your Lord, your relationship, absolute. And you want to become Master. Or if you can't become Master of the environment, then you want to retire, that is strike. It takes to strike habit, no work. Either work for me or no work. Bhakti and the mukti. These two are ghosts. Vishakhi Hiji Vatsati. And as long as such aspiration, these two ghosts of the Lord it over or to some aspiration. Those ghosts should be driven off, and you are all right. You are wholesome and healthy. You can use the energy, you will be able to feel yourself. You are quite at home, back to God, back to home. Home comfort you will feel. You are in your own soil. You are your own child of your own soil. All the distances. But it's bhakti mukti. Neither stop work nor work on your whim. Systematic work for the satisfaction of the center. That is what it is. Don't try to find out your enemy outside. It is all within. Adjustment, proper you. You have to adjust yourself properly. And for that, you must seek some help from our similar persons that have adjusted. You have to take help from them. Without any complaint, useless complaint, a bad workman quarrels with his tools. Tools comes from his own body according to his food or something. But no quality have assimilated with own tools. So you have earned such environment. It is like stool. This environment where you are staying, it is like stool to you. It has come from within you. Within your mental body, this environment has been produced. So, no complaint. Complain with the food. With the food, and not with the stool. your judgment should take place before you take something. Not the tool, the result, but when you begin, where you begin, you be particular there. The environment is like, if it comes from within you as a result of your own activity. But you be careful when taking the food which you invite so long just on sadhu sangha. There you concentrate yourself. And this is your own product. The environment is our own product. It comes from us. So must not be complaining to any other, but try to concentrate all your energy within you, how to guide you, try to guide our own self. That is the question. How can you do that? Sadhu Sangha, Sastra Sangha. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Neither stop nor opposition of judgment. Free from this. More details. Sanyavidas karma gyan. Sanyavidasita sunnam. Karma gyana janavasan. Anukulli nukasnam. Sivanam bhakti dukkati. Sadbhu upadhi vinid muktam. Upadhi. That is not natural, which come from outside, like parasites. Parasites. So the branches in the tree, which is not a part of the tree, it was a parasite.
Parasite.
Karma jnana janavatam anukulli no krishnanu sivanam bhakti ruchyati. Punyavila, splitting the desire. Endless, without any plan, so many fleeting desires are coming and going. They should be avoided. Karma organized way to make myself master of all the energy I can find, karma, or to leave everything. Give up company of anything and everything, all is bad. Everything is injurious, I don't want anything. That is also more difficult position, mukti, that is more injurious to us. That is liberation, disconnection with everything. Proper connection is necessary, not disconnection. Not disconnection, but proper connection. So our Guru Maharaj, often he told, religion is proper adjustment. Proper adjustment. No renunciation, no striking. It is the nature of dedication. Dedication, all duty, duty. And that becomes, in the highest stage, love. The action of love. That is because then duty becomes sweet. In the beginning, duty may not be sweet, it is directed by the sayings and the scriptures, but when the thinking towards Krishna in the relation to Krishna becomes very sweet, then the Vrindavamatra, in Vrindavan circle. In Vrindavan circle, to satisfy Krishna, all such activities are very, very, very sweet. So sweet they cannot live that in any way. They can give their life, but they cannot live the duty. Mahaprabhu told Srimad Bhagavatam in the last stage of revealed scriptures, it is told like that. A loving life for the Lord of all. Particular for others' conduct, we lose our time and energy. That is rather reactionary. If we try to find fault with anyone, that fault comes to me. Especially when that is in the devotion section. That will come to me. I am hearing. The poison in his body, and by connecting me with that, that poison is coming to me. So avoid that. Try to find good things in others. That will help you. There was a sister in our mosque in the time of Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj ordered to freeze. One Vaishnava, our other one Vaishnava to praise another Vaishnava, especially who does not like him. That means he is forced to find out where is goodness in that whom he can't like. He should try to find out good things in him. That will help him. Vaishnava prasansa. He will search, eliminating the bad things in his conception. He will search after if there is good there. And thereby he will be benefited. That will come to him. No culture with any bad things anywhere, especially in the devotee. Because the devotee is the surrendered soul, Krishna has taken their charge. What is good and bad, this is in the responsibility of him. That badness, that evil things in the devotee may disappear any time. Or Krishna is continuing to serve some purpose there. What is he like that? Who are under his direct charge. In charge of Krishna direct, Ananya Bhak, we must not go to criticize them. This was a great difficulty. So we have tried to find out what is good in them. That will help us a great deal. This is not theoretical thing, all practical. Things here.
Radhanti Maharaj inquires, what is the relationship between Vishwarup and Nityananda?
Vishwarup and?
Nityananda Prabhu.
Vishwarup and Nityananda Prabhu.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Vishwarup. I mean, Mahaprabhu's elder brother, Vishwarup. I just tell him. Almost up in there. Sati Devi saw Vishwarup in Nityananda. Sometimes he saw.
বিশ্বে ওতপ্রোত ভাবে আছেন তো বিশ্বরূপ,
when বিশ্বরূপ met Nityananda, he was absorbed in him.
Rupa and Sanatan, they received Siksha from Mahaprabhu and Mantram.
Mantram they got as Rupa Goswami got from Sanatan, and Sanatan got from one Vidyavakaspati, elder brother of Sarvabhauma, previously. And Mahaprabhu did not interfere with that. Jeev Goswami got from Rupa, from Sarvabhauma's brother Vidyavakaspati. From him Sanatana took, from Sanatana Rupa, and from Rupa Jeev. That is the spiritual hierarchy there. Yeah.